Let's travel back to a time in Jamaica's history when sugar was king and the average man and woman spent their days in backbreaking labor on plantations, working to keep King Sugar under steady cultivation. As Christmas draws close, the work suddenly becomes less oppressive and the workers more lighthearted as they look forward to the light at the end of the tunnel, the upcoming three-day holiday which features perhaps the best part of their lives, Jonkunu. Jonkunu is one of the oldest dance traditions in Jamaica. Originally, it was celebrated during three public holidays given to African slaves at the end of the calendar year, namely Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and New Year's Day. And while it is still performed mostly at Christmas time, in recent times it is also a feature of Emancipation and Independence Day festivities across the country. In Jonkunu, dancers and revelers make a procession from one destination to another in their community, with the dancers dressed in bright and elaborate costumes of popular characters. As they travel, the sound of rattler drums, bass drums, and bamboo fifes fill the air, enhancing the atmosphere of fun and revelry.
Research indicates that this dance was once formed part of an elaborate yam festival in Africa. And you have different characters in this particular Jonkunu, and you know, some of the characters are kind of European, of European retention, but most of it are of African retention.
Traditional folk forum specialist at the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, Lynette Richards. Popular Jonkunu characters include Pitchy Patchy, who is covered from head to toe in multicolored strips of cloth. The Belly Woman, a pregnant woman with the ability to make her belly move independently. The Set Girls, women dressed in traditional European clothes, such as shirts with puffed-up sleeves, large-brimmed hats, and long flowing skirts. The Cowhead, a dancer with a cow's head, and the dark, scary-looking devil.
Each character has its own unique style and set. The Belly Woman will be actually working the belly and doing a kind of begging step. The sailor is always drunk and flirting with the Set Girls. And the Set Girls, they would have on this elaborate costume and they are supposed to be prim and proper. The Pitchy Patchy is one of them who shake the body and they would go up on the handstands and all of that.
With the exception of the Set Girls, all characters were typically men. The characters actively interacted with onlookers, terrifying some while completely thrilling others. Jonkunu reached its peak at the height of the plantation era, when the plantation owners actively encouraged the festivals, even sponsoring the costumes of several participants. Having been a staple event on Jamaica's calendar for decades, Jonkunu's popularity began to decline after 1841, when the mayor of Kingston banned Jonkunu parades due to frequent clashes between revelers and the police. The dance was kept alive in several rural areas, but for the most part, it was replaced by other more popular dances. Owing, however, to the efforts of agencies such as the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission and the Institute of Jamaica, Jonkunu performances are becoming more regular and more Jamaicans are getting the opportunity to appreciate its color and spectacle.
JCDC as a cultural agent has always been trying to keep it alive, because what we do, we go into the schools, we work with the teachers, the students, to keep it alive. But it's more in the schools now than the adult group, but they have like several adult groups around the island. We have a couple adult groups still around. We have one in Kingston, we have one in St. Anne, we have one in Portland, we also have one in St. Mary, and these are vibrant ones I'm talking about.
Keep your eyes peeled, because the Jonkunu experience could be coming your way, perhaps as part of a planned Christmas event in your community. If it does, don't miss the opportunity to see a wonderful aspect of Jamaica's rich cultural heritage come alive before your eyes.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. Use fewer lights in your Christmas decorations. Instead, use reflective material to spread the glow. Switch to LED Christmas lights and use less electricity. Turn off the lights if you're leaving the house, and switch off the lighting display when you're closing your business for the day. Don't burn Christmas lights for more than 5 hours each day. Just turn them on after dark and don't leave them burning all night. Limit the lights and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.